This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Last month, Jeff Schaap, the self-styled commander of one of the largest neo-Nazi groups in the United States, took to Russia's version of Facebook to update his followers on the brewing scandal there. His group, the Nationalist Socialist Movement, was outraged over his bizarre decision to hand over the reins to a black civil rights activist. And Schaap wanted to set the record straight on that issue, addressing fellow patriots of the Nationalist Socialist Movement. He wrote in a March 2nd post that he had been deceived by James Stern, who had convinced him to sign over NSM's presidency to order the shield from the group ongoing lawsuit. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, headed for a fifth term in power, says his main rival, Benny Gantz, acknowledged that he would not be able to form a coalition government following a tight parliamentary election.
The nation's president, Reuven Rivlin, acting in a largely ceremonial capacity, will choose a candidate for prime minister after hearing recommendations from the heads of all factions. He will then task the leading candidate with forming a government within 42 days. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu appears poised to be the president's choice, with close to complete unofficial election results giving his right-wing Likud and other nationalist and religious parties a solid majority in parliament. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Trump is to sign executive orders seeking changes to environmental regulations as part of his desire to boost the country's energy production. One of the orders directs the Transportation Department to propose a new rule allowing liquid natural gas to be shipped in rail cars. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Attorney General William Barr says he is investigating how an investigation of Russian involvement in the 2016 Trump presidential campaign began. He told a House committee Wednesday that he wants to make sure proper procedures were followed. President Trump says it was treason. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president wants the Justice Department to look at how the probe began.
Because this was an illegal witch hunt.
Which he says involved dirty cops and bad people.
What they did was treason.
Even as he blasted the probe to reporters, the president also professed not to care about Special Counsel Bob Mueller's report, which he says totally exonerated him.
No collusion, no obstruction, I won.
Though the attorney general says Mueller did not rule either way on whether the president committed obstruction. Sagar Magani, Washington.
New Zealand's parliament approved a ban on automatic and semi-automatic weapons, a dramatic step in the wake of last month's mosque shooting attacks that took 50 lives in Christchurch. That vote was 119-1 during the bill's final reading in the House of Representatives. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern spoke with emotion. The bill is expected to become law on Friday. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence called on the United States Wednesday to stand up for democracy and recognize Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido as a country's legitimate leader. Pence said the United States is working on a U.N. resolution to recognize the legitimacy of the government of Guaido and urged the international community to support it. It was not immediately clear whether the U.S. is seeking to accomplish this in the Security Council, where Russia would certainly veto any measure, or in the General Assembly, where all nations do have a vote. The risk of being kidnapped or taken hostage is being added to the travel advisories issued by the U.S. State Department. We get more from AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
The State Department usually warns travelers about things like crime, civil unrest, and potential for terrorism. But now they've added something new, a K indicator for the potential to be kidnapped. It's been issued for 35 countries. The new designation comes after the release of a California woman who had been held for a week after being kidnapped by gunmen in a national park in Uganda. Among the countries making the initial list, Afghanistan, Mexico, Lebanon, Venezuela, and Uganda. Shelley Adler, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo defended President Trump's decision to halt American aid to three Central American nations from which record numbers of migrants have fled to the U.S.-Mexico border. Pompeo spoke 2 weeks after Mr. Trump announced he would cut aid Congress had approved to fight hunger, violence, and drug trafficking in the poverty-stricken nations to chastise them for failing to stem a massive surge of migrants crossing into the United States. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.